From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Audrey Matot reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Durham Town Clerk Jeanette Partridge pointed out the problem with having three town board members on the town's comprehensive plan committee at a town board meeting on June 5th. If three out of five members of a town board are on the town committee, that makes a quorum, which requires minutes to be taken. Partridge wants a stipend for the extra work, but she also said government officials say this creates a, and I quote, sticky situation, end quote, where three members could take action without knowledge of the rest of the board. Joan Breslin, Nick Nahas, and Linda Sutton are the three members of both boards. She said she talked with other officials who said, and I quote, they are surprised that it was advised for you to do that. They said the best thing would be for one of you to step down, and you could still go sit in the audience, but you should only have two board members on the committee because you can take action, end quote. Past town clerk and current court clerk Chris Coles confirmed that she saw a similar problem when working for the town of Coeymans. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said, and I quote, we'll look into it as we go. As things come up, we'll fix them and keep progressing. We want to do things correctly, end quote. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Aaron Kelly in USA Today reports that on June 28th, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a resolution, and I quote, insisting, end quote, that the Justice Department turn over many documents by July 6th about the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion between the president's campaign and the Russians. All Republicans voted for the resolution. All Democrats voted against. Republicans made clear this is a part of an attempt to end the investigation into the president's campaign. Mark Meadows, a South Carolina-based Republican, said, and I quote, when we get these documents, we believe that they will do away with this whole fiasco of what they call the Russian-Trump collusion because there wasn't any, end quote. Republicans said they would impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein if he doesn't comply with the request or hold him in contempt of Congress. Democrats believe the bipartisan investigation should be allowed to complete its work. Representative Adam Schiff of California said, and I quote, this is a collaboration with the president masquerading as oversight, end quote. And New York's Representative Gerald Nadler said, and I quote, if they somehow bully the Department of Justice into turning over materials that go to the core of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, that information probably would be shared with the subjects of the investigation, mainly the president, end quote. You read the full story in USA Today. On June 29th, Congress began the July 4th holiday, when most legislators go back to their districts to meet with constituents, but Representative John Faso does not have anything at all listed on the public schedule on his website. The Kinderhook-based Republican has not listed any public events on his website for over 6 months. The Delaware County Scope Group, however, has publicized a July 21st Faso appearance. That is at a rally for the Second Amendment pro-gun rights event at 11 a.m. at the Courthouse Square in Delhi. Chris Tague, the Republican State Assemblyman from the 102nd District, is also listed in attendance at the event. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane School Board is talking about adding bullet restraint film and glass and other improvements to its schools. At a July 19th meeting, the board talked about a possible $15 million capital improvement project that district business manager Michael Brennan said was the, and I quote, largest project that's been done here in quite some time, end quote. The proposal also includes a new road connecting the primary school to the other two school buildings, as well as replacing temporary walls in the classroom pods in the elementary wing of the middle school building, updating science classrooms in the high school, and changing to artificial turf on one of the sports fields. Brennan said that, and I quote, some debt falling off the books, end quote, in 2021 means the spending won't have a large impact on property owners' school taxes. A proposed timeline would have the proposal before voters in December and, if approved, work would start in 2020 and would be completed by 2022. A second phase would have another $15 million in spending. The Ichabod Crane School Board will hold a workshop meeting on the project at 7 p.m. July 24th in the high school library. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.